Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has risen to more than 230. The deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament tells VOA more than 200 people were wounded in that blast, including a VOA reporter. Earlier Saturday, that blast occurred in a busy intersection in Somalia's capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but similar attacks have been carried out by the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said that President Donald Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. The top U.S. diplomat told CNN that Tehran has demonstrated practice of walking right up to the limits of the 2015 deal, prompting Mr. Trump Friday to decertify that Iran was in compliance and leaving it up to Congress whether to reimpose economic sanctions that were in place before the U.S., the European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China reached the accord with Iran. Tillerson said Mr. Trump wants Congress, perhaps in a separate deal, to fix a number of weaknesses in the nuclear agreement and address a much broader list of threats. A group of Islamic State fighters has evacuated the Syrian city of Raqqa under a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants.